All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Black Desert Public Infrastructure District. Today is November 4th. Time is 10:35. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. We have a quorum of the board. So everyone on the call, if you wouldn't mind, we need to have you say your name for the record and the recording. Let's start with the board. Patrick, you want to start?
Yeah, Patrick Manning, board chair.
Stephanie Nast, board secretary.
Brett Boren, board treasurer.
David Hutchison, LaCLA.
I'm Jennifer Gounce with Snow Jensen and Reese. And then we have Danny Jay.
All right, that's everyone we show on the call. So board, we have the minutes from our September 9th meeting that were sent out. So have you guys had a chance to review those and do they look accurate to you?
I did, yeah.
I
They
did.
did.
Okay. Can we get a motion to approve?
Go ahead, Steph.
I make a motion to approve the meeting minutes from our last call because I don't remember the date.
September 9th.
From September 9th.
Thanks, Stephanie.
Seconded.
Thanks, Patrick. All those in favor say aye.
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 And that is unanimous. I'm going to stop sharing and I will let David. David, if you want to pull up, let's go quarter one, then quarter three, and then the tentative budget.
Sounds good. All right. We sing. Nice screen, Black Desert Public Infrastructure District financial statements, March 31st, 2024. Okay, so starting with the balance sheet and governmental funds in the general fund, this is that the $52,000 check that we were talking about last week, Brett. This is from the UMB. We just have it allocated as if it was in the checking account. I don't know what exactly if it was deposited then or not, but let's
I
see.
Think, David, I think that we got a check in and Janet has it, Stephanie. It's in our construction trailer. It has not been deposited in any account yet.
Okay, so I think I kind of got the idea of that, but talking last week, but I wanted to make sure. We just have it allocated as if it was deposited in the financial statements, but we'll consider it as if it was like a deposit in transit. So you have the check physically there.
So question, Dave, sorry,
yep.
Question on that check. So if we get that check and we deposit it into our Mountain America account, does that money then still need to be transferred back to UMB?
No, this is funds transferred to the PID for their operating costs. So this is to pay for the legal expenses, accounting expenses, insurance, that kind of a thing.
Okay.
Yes, Steph. So I was going to look into this. I think that, you know, David and I had a discussion. I think it was Friday or whenever it was. And
right.
We need to, I don't know if we had this stuff going through NLAW, the developer account, or is there a separate operating account for the PID? Do you know?
I am not aware of a separate operating account. I'm only aware of the one at Mountain America that we transfer back to UMB when we get the tax checks in.
Okay, so we'll want to have a separate PID operating account that's specific for the PID, and that's where these funds will be deposited into.
Okay.
Okay. So debt service fund in the bond fund, there's 2.285 million surplus fund, 7.134 million, and then pledged revenue, $6, almost seven. Let's see. And then we have, this was those funds that the county had reissued. At that time, we still had it as a receivable. Since they had to reissue those checks. And then later on, I think that it may still be showing as receivable on the 9/30 financial statements. We'll see that there. But those are some updates that we'll need to make based on when the timing of those payments are being deposited and also being sent over to UMB. As far as capital projects, we have $29,934 in the unrestricted senior project fund, and then $3,000 in the unrestricted subordinate project fund. Any questions on balance sheet? And I mean, this is a little over 6 months ago, so a little outdated there. But anyway, moving on to the general fund. As of then, we did not have any expenses for the $52,000 budgeted. And in debt service, we have, as of 3/31, we had $142,461 of interest income of $450,000 budgeted, and no property tax payments quite yet at that point. And then bond interest, $1.62 million of payments for the first payment. Moving on to capital projects, interest income of $426, and we did not have anything budgeted. Any questions on March 31st financial statements?
Nope.
Okay.
So, board, before we move on, what I would need then is for the board to accept the financials as presented for the first quarter.
I'll make a motion to accept the financials for the first quarter.
Thanks, Brett.
Second.
Thanks, Patrick. All those in favor say aye.
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 That's unanimous. Okay, David.
Okay, moving on to the 9/30 2024 financial statements. In the balance sheet, again, there's the $52,000 debt service. We have in the bond fund $725,000. 674 rounded. We have a dollar of interest that we free deposit that UMB to open this account. That's the Junior Interest Fund 2024C. Reserve Fund, Series 2024, $16,827,498. And then in the surplus fund, $7,323,985 rounded. Senior pledged fund, still $6.79. Capitalized interest fund, series 2024, is $15,881,781. And then again, like we said, we still see the receivable, but that will get modified so that it's applied to the cash received and then end up in the pledged revenues from that transfer to UMB. Capital projects, we're seeing $34,616 in unrestricted senior project fund, the 2021A, $3,160 still in the unrestricted subordinate project fund, 2021B. In the construction fund, we have a $87,182,838 rounded in the series 2024. The COI fund, $33,818, and the junior COI fund, 2024C, $6,288 rounded. Any questions on the balance sheet there?
David, is there an easy way for you? I think I understand all of these different funds and accounts, et cetera. I understand the 52, we went over that. I understand the 87 and the construction. There's the 2021 and there's the 2024. Outside, so all of the different accounts, these are all at UMB, right?
Correct. All of these from here to there are UMB accounts.
Got the 52, right?
The 52 is the only one that
we'll put that in that separate operating account, right?
Right.
And then we have reserve funds basically for interest for both the 2021 and the 2024.
Correct.
And then I don't, what is the COI?
That's
Maybe
like
I just.
cost of issuance fund. And so part of that bond issuance, there's a portion that's set aside to cover the cost of the issuance of those bonds. And it's basically it's an estimate of what those costs are. If the costs come in just slightly lower, then those funds end up getting transferred into the construction fund. Typically, they're pretty close to the exact amount, though.
And then can you explain same way, can you explain, I'm trying to keep it all straight, but I'm not doing a very good job. So like the bond fund, the surplus fund, up above in the debt service area.
Okay.
I'm trying to remember the difference between the two, the different accounts there, or the different funds, I guess.
Yeah. So bond fund, this is typically your capitalized interest that goes to make those first few years of interest payments. And then there is a built into the bond issuance, they typically ask for either a reserve emergency kind of a thing in case funds aren't available, then they can tip dip into that. My understanding is with the reserve, if you do dip into that, it's a material event and some documentation has to be filed with the bondholders there. Surplus fund is also kind of that excess funds to help pay for those things if there are not funds available to from like I believe these first ones are property tax bonds if that if I remember correctly.
Okay, so if the property taxes weren't paid in the first whatever, those kick
Yeah,
in.
if there weren't sufficient property taxes, then you first go into the surplus fund and it draws from there. And both of these funds are used specifically for to help pay the debt service if that
Right.
that arises.
Most likely, though, as everything is paid over the next however many years, at the very end, all of that will just get released and it'll be done. Is that how that works?
I believe so. I can confirm with Shelby on that,
Okay.
unless Michael, you have some
So
information.
if we don't use them all, Brett, at the end, once property taxes have reached to where they're going to make all those payments, so let's say 5 to 7 years, you guys are probably ahead of schedule. Whatever the balances are goes towards paying down the debt, the
Yeah,
bonds.
that's what I thought.
Yep.
Yeah,
So
sorry.
I can't remember in the indenture, but somewhere 7 to 5 years in the forecast is when property taxes should be able to pay. But that's also the time the district could go out to refinance to bring down rates. If that money goes in to lower the debt, we could go refinance at that lower principal amount. So that 5 to 7 year mark tends to be the timing.
Okay. Awesome.
Okay.
Okay, no other questions. Thanks, David.
Thanks for the questions. I appreciate it. Let's see, going on to the general fund statement of revenues, expenditures, and changes in fund balances for other revenues, we have $3,843.70. And then as far as expenditures, we have $22,609 or $610 to date, consisting of accounting and auditing expenses. Kind of goes back. We were asking on the call on Friday if there were any legal expenses that had been paid, and those. It mentioned that they had been paid via the developer. And so once we get that detail from you guys on the developer paid expenses, then we'll update these financials to include the expenses that you guys paid there and then have a developer advances those revenues there. And then we have transfers out. Two other funds, $3,843.70 there, and transfers from other funds of $22,609 of the budgeted 52,000. So that's to cover the those expenses. Moving on to the debt service fund. Interest income for the year, we've had $895,239 of the budgeted $500,000. So we have passed what we budgeted. Still expecting property taxes in the next month or so. We'll start seeing those come in. Expenditures, paying agent fees had not been paid yet for the year, unless they were paid by developer advance. And then bond interest, expenditures, payments, we've had $3.24 million of payments so far. And then transfers from other funds, $32,206,000. Okay. And then moving to the capital projects fund, interest income of $1.591 million. Bond issue costs of $4.35 million came in slightly higher than the budgeted amount of $4.339. Let's see. Capital outlay, we've had $57,838,333 of the $65 million budgeted. And transfers to other funds, $32,228,781 rounded. And bond issuance proceeds of $180,051,000. And then additional transfers, the $3,843.70. Any questions on the statements of revenue, expenditures, and changes in fund balances?
Nope.
Okay. Give it back to you, Michael, to take a motion, I guess.
Yep. So again, we'll need to have a motion to accept the third quarter financials.
I'll make a motion to accept the third quarter financials.
Thanks, Brett.
I second the motion.
Thanks, Stephanie. All those in favor say aye.
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 And that's unanimous. All right, now let's go to the tentative budget.
Okay. As far as let's start off with the general fund first, and then we'll make our way back to the summary since it's just a combination of all of the three funds. So for budgeted 2025, we have a beginning balance of 52,000 in the fund balance. We are budgeting a slight increase in these to get to 58,500 total, so 21,000 accounting, 7,500 auditing, 4,000 insurance, 21,000 in legal, and 5,000 miscellaneous. Just wanted to note and point out here that our estimated for the year of 2024 is slightly higher than our budgeted amount. And so we are proposing that in our next meeting, we have an amendment to the 2024 budget to increase this amount to probably something just a little bit higher than that. So we wouldn't have to do an additional amendment, but that's something that we can talk about and then get on the agenda for the next budget meeting and do combined 24 and 25. And let's see. And then we're also proposing for the capital projects. So let's go to that one next, I guess. For capital projects, again, like we were talking about estimated for 2024, we have $79,350,000 here. And budgeted, we only had $69,339,000. So part of that proposal is to amend the budget there to increase for those those additional estimated expenses. As far as for budget, we're estimated interest income of $500,000. And just kind of a note, when all of these interest incomes, we are very, very conservative on our estimate. just so that we don't have to say that we have funds there available to spend and then turns around then that we don't have the funds, and especially if the interest rates have been declining like they have been. And then capital outlay, we have the remaining balance budgeted here of $70,882,947 to bring the ending fund balance to zero. And if you believe that these estimates are, you know, need to be modified, we can do modifications for our final budget in just later in the next meeting.
I think these are fine, David.
These are fine there. Okay. So going back up to debt service, budgeted property taxes to be applied the next year. We did presented this a little bit differently this year than in the past, because the property taxes will be assessed or have been assessed, I guess, and will are actually now due in this current year. And then we're applying that to the next year, since that's when those funds will be applied to different payments and things. So you'll see a positive, a negative, and then the positive in the next year's budget. Assessment revenues, a budget of $10,154,000, and interest income of $1.3 million. And just as a note there, that capitalized interest fund for the Series 2021A in 25, the final payment towards interest will be made using all of the remaining capitalized interest. And that's where some of these other things come into play for the assessment fund bonds. And then let's see. So bond interest payments, we have budgeted for the 2021 bonds, $3.24 million. And for the 2024 bonds, $10.125 million. And then paying agent fees between those two, $7,000 apiece, $14,000. And that leaves the surplus fund, the $6 million, and then reserve of the $16.5 million. Any questions on the specific fund budgets?
Nope.
Okay. And then, like I said, the summary is just the combination of those. So the sum of all three of those together.
The summary is more confusing than individuals. I agree, David.
Yeah.
All right, board. So what we'll need going forward then is to approve this tentative budget. We'll, at our next board meeting, we will notice it for a public hearing. So we'll take comments. It sounds like we're going to need a budget amendment for 24. So we'll do a public hearing for both the amendment and then for the 25. So what I need now would be then to have a motion to approve this tentative budget and then to have at our next board meeting public hearings to adopt the final 25 budget and then to amend 24's budget.
Go ahead,
Patrick.
Make a motion to approve the 2025 budget as presented.
Thanks, Patrick.
I'll second that.
Thanks, Brett. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
That's unanimous. All right. That is all that I show on the agenda. So, board, I think you got a good understanding for our next board meeting. I know we have it scheduled. I don't remember off the top of my head when it is, but we'll obviously notice for the public hearings, just so you guys know, there's a 7-day notice ahead of the board meeting. So it's not the normal 24, it'll be 7. So we'll get that posted and then we'll come back with that public hearing slash board meeting. So do you guys have anything else you need to bring up?
Nope.
All right. We can get a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Thanks, I'll second Brett. His motion.
Thanks, Stephanie. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
That's unanimous. All right. Thanks, guys. Good to
Thanks,
see
everybody.
you. Thanks,
Thank
Alan.
you.